requesting approval for a mural located at 1930 Montgomery Street. It's this building here in the picture. It'll be painted onto that CMU block wall of the non-contributing building, and it's proposed to be about 40 feet wide and 25 feet tall, which is just the size of the wall. To give you some background, on January 7th of 2016, the board approved the site and concept of a rotating mural at this site, with the condition that all the murals proposed must come before the Site and Monument Commission for approval. On February 4th, 2016, the board approved the first mural at the site with a couple of conditions, and that mural is the existing mural that you see here on the picture. It has not changed since.
I'm sorry, what year was that?
2016.
Yeah, that was longer than mm-hmm. I thought.
So per the applicant, and you can see it written here, so I guess if you don't want me to read the whole thing, I won't, but the mural will be titled Be Happy. The artist states that the goal is to spread love, unity, and strength to the community. They go on to express that they will achieve this by utilizing bright colors and fun imagery. It's written. And where did I go? Which will speak to the city of Savannah and the surrounding neighborhood and community that the mural will be located in. The imagery will include, but will not be limited to, bright flowers, whimsical characters, dogs, the coastal scene, hand-holding, heart symbols, and music notes. So the focal point of the mural will be the verbiage, be happy. So they're proposing it to be similar to the ones you see here with words and then the pictures around it. The site, like I said, has been previously approved and determined that murals are appropriate for that site. And the proposed mural will be respectful to the greater context of the neighborhood. So the proposed medium is solely labeled in their documents as just paint. So we just ask that they ensure that the proposed paint style is of superior quality and is intended for exterior use, and also to ensure that the mural has a weatherproof or vandalism-resistant coating, because we're not sure how long it's going to be there. The funding for the mural was also not provided, so we just recommend that a funding source be provided to staff for us to review. So staff recommends approval of the mural located at 1930 Montgomery Street with the following conditions. One, like I said, ensure that the proposed paint type is of superior quality and is intended for exterior use. Two, ensure that the mural has a weatherproof or vandalism-resistant coating. And three, provide staff with the source of funding for the mural, because otherwise it does meet the standards of the master planning guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Any questions? Yep, I'll start at the top. So it's the existing mural, and then these are similar murals that have been created by the artist.
I would add, this is also one of the artists for the Starland mural project, which we approved as well.
Mm-hmm.
Starland mural project and had five, so he's one of the artists that just, you know.
So there's no
official finished design. So you can, if you want to include that as a condition to present us with the official complete design before painting, you can.
Any more questions?
They come to one of these.
I think you're going to have to give a
microphone.
That way it's recorded.
It's being recorded. That's the only reason
we keep it. We are usually more organized.
Yeah.
It's our first day.
So I'm leasing the space from Charlie, technically starting in January, hopefully. And so we're really excited to get a new sort of feature going with that building, sort of moving just a little bit away from what it's been recognized as so far, a more established business. And I think getting a fresh, bright, happy mural is a really good first step to take there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Bongang is a local artist. I think that he will really represent the neighborhood. He's proposed some great ideas as he sets up to paint, because he only works like in the mornings, setting up tables, inviting the neighborhood to come by and engage with him while he's painting, maybe like have some refreshments, just really make it a neighborhood event while he's making this mural, so that when people do go past it, when it's completed, they continue to feel that neighborhoodly. Is that the word? Close enough. Neighborhoodly?
Neighborhoodly.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Right.
Community.
Scroll up to the map of where it actually is. Right there. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's on the corner of 36th and Montgomery.
Okay.
So there's Soul King restaurant across the street.
Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, one block up is the back of the new police station that's on MLK. That helps you.
Okay. What are you planning on doing with the building?
So it's sort of a hybrid space. It's comprised in three spaces, so that helps make sense of it. The back space is going to be a studio co-working space. The gallery is already there, and that's what Charlie has used for event rentals, and that's basically going to stay the same, except for just throwing in some fun furniture. And then the first, like, entrance area is going to be a lounge. There'll be a full coffee bar from Perk. We just got approved to do on-site consumption, so we're still working through the rest of that to have beer and wine on draft. And then hopefully have food trucks and just make it a community space where people work and philosophize and make art.
That's great.
I think it's a very good site for that kind of operation.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been wondering what was going on with that space. I mean, I know Charlie, so
yeah.
I know they. So is it still Wellmont? Is it going to be?
It's not. It's
still
going to be
called
West House.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically taking over the lease.
I'm taking it over completely, but I have a good relationship with Charlie, and he owns the building, and he's done a lot with it, so he really wanted
great.
It to be a transition more than just like a complete face change.
Yeah.
So we've just sort of gone slow with that, saying, you know, Wellmont was events, there were galleries here, and it's just evolving into West House. I don't plan to continue the nighttime event rental at all. It's going to be more co-working. And
cool. I was just curious. I mean, I know, because I do remember I was on this board when we approved it for a rotating mural.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was 5 years ago. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
boy, there's not hasn't been another mural.
Yeah, we'll be rotating now.
No, but that's great. So this sort of represents the sort of new beginning,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
How long do you plan on keeping the, assuming that this updated version, how long do you keep this one?
Jerome's pushing me for 6 months, but because I'm paying out of pocket for the first one, I'm thinking a year. And I think it'll probably take that long to really get settled anyways. And then after that, because I want to engage more groups, I'm a mom, and so I have a ton of mom friends who have kids in all different kinds of groups. And so I have a mom whose son has Down syndrome, and she's really involved in different groups that help special needs. So in the future, I'd like to start doing murals where it's actually a collaborative thing with, not the Down Syndrome Society, I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's one that's, this is an odd way to say it, but it's inclusive to all special needs. It's not just for Down Syndrome, but it's all for kids.
That's awesome.
So is
that's
there
sort of the long-term goal.
It is for this particular updated rotating mural, I guess an easy way to say it. Do you have a vision as to what it's actually going to look like, or just kind of the examples that were submitted?
I have a vision for where I want it to stay in for the artist. I mean, obviously, he's an artist, and he sort of has this like mapped out in his head, but he's come by the space. We've talked several times, so I really like that he has taken from it. Everything you described to me is about be happy and community. So basically he wants to put that in the middle and then just have just floating things that people associate with happy. I think that's why he threw in there about the dogs, which I thought was kind of funny at first, but then I was like, oh yeah, dogs are happy, everybody loves dogs. And then there were some murals I sent him that I really liked that were community driven. And so one of them, it had all of these hands at the bottom, all different colors, and they were all linking. And so I told him that I want to do something like that and an anchor point on the mural. So I think, you know, like the focal points will be the happy, the linked arms. I'd like him to include a couple landmarks of Savannah in there so that you really get that this is Savannah based. And then beyond that, I just want him to have fun and like put in his bright colors and stuff like he does.
I really love the mural that's up right now. That's beautiful. The love with the...
Yeah.
Where was that?
That may be in Brunswick.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That may be in Brunswick. He did a really nice mural. He just did one for Jamba Juice. Just nice. I like that this is a bright color palette, but it's a little bit more muted, and that's what we're planning. Rather than the first one you saw was very loud. It'll be a little bit more like this last one. But he also did one for a gym that was super cute, if you ever looked him up. But it says, earn that fried chicken.
I need that on my wall.
I know.
Do we have any questions?
Would you be open to coming back, once the design is complete, would you be open to bringing that back to the commission prior to beginning work?
Certainly. My main concern is getting him to where he can at least get the base paint down sometime this month. So I'm sure I could get him to do, I mean, I've asked him several times for the sketch. I think he likes to freeform a little bit. but I can definitely just say, hey, this is what we need. And I can email it to Ryan to send to you guys. And then I'm certainly happy to come back here and talk about it in person again.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's necessary for them to come back here necessarily. Is that what you're proposing?
I want to run it by the staff, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're not here to micromanage the design of it, though. That's not our purview. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but I don't think you need to come back. We could run it through staff, maybe, but
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, and at the least, I'll run it through you, and then if there are any concerns, then we'll just take it from there, and we can set up a meeting.
Well, if the staff has any concerns, they'll tell us, and we'll have another meeting. So.
Yeah.
I mean, so and I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but we're not. Our job is not to micromanage the design. I just want to make that really clear.
Right. Anybody else have
a question? When 2 meetings ago, Clinton had proposed the Starland project, and I really appreciated that he really thought about safety for his artists, and he had a professional scaffold company come in and cones, just so people aren't walking under a paint bucket, lands on somebody's head, or you know, things like that. But it does make the mural process more respected with the community, so they realize this is part of construction. This is part of, you know, it's not just art. It is part of the building.
The city, yeah.
So that's just a suggestion.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jerome Elder.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm her designer and architect. So.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion for the board? Thank you.
I do have a question. This is my first time. So just moving forward, what actually happens and what I need to do. So I'm just going to get the sketch from Kevin. I'll email it to Ryan because I already have his email. And then I just wait to start all procedures to hear back from that.
I think You could get the base coat on, right?
Well, so I would bring this up. So this actually was already approved for murals and stuff, so I don't... I'm a little resistant of, like, making you wait, because, I mean, there's nothing... Unless we think something is going to come up that we're just going to say no. I mean, I don't know, Ryan, if you're amenable to that. I mean, this has already been approved. I mean, the site has already been approved for murals, so I wouldn't see the necessity in making you wait personally, unless someone else has another opinion.
What's the staff view on this, Ryan?
What's happened in the past is when you've had a rotating mural, even if it's one that comes back to you guys, or they're making someone come back every time they have a new piece that they want to bring, it would just be provide staff with final design or provide that. It's not, you know, something that...
It's not put on hold.
No.
Yeah, and then obviously if staff have any concerns about it, or if the final design they show us doesn't meet a standard...
We would just let them know.
The advertising standard or something like that, then it would be a different story. So.
That's
not
good.
Does that clarify?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks.
Any other questions?
I would move that we approve staff recommendation.
Second.
If we approve the staff recommendation, the final design still is to be resubmitted to staff, right?
You can add that as a condition in there. You
would
have to say
make sure that the final design is submitted to staff, and for any, and other than that, yeah, as long as that's added into the motion.
So basically what you said.
Well,
yeah.
Do you accept that?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so then I would second that. Don't ask me to repeat it.
With the amendment. But you understand what
yes.
we're saying.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Unanimous. Congratulations. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah, very much. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And happy new year.
And tell everyone
happy
this process wasn't so difficult.
Don't be scared.
Speak for yourself.
Don't
yeah.
Just don't ask the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, any other business? Yes.
Actually, Ryan and I were just sitting here discussing, this is the multiple times now that this APE issue has come up.
Okay.
So I'd like to put on the agenda, if you all agree, next month something to start discussing about adding a safety section to our master plan and guidelines then. So
I'd be in favor of that.
So that if this is, you know, more than us just asking for things, like maybe we can actually require some things.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point that
I find
yeah.
it great. Yeah.
So, so if you all would think of, because you obviously have some specific things in mind. So, if you want to come back next time,
yeah, so
you would mind like with some specific things that you're thinking of, and Ryan will do some research as well. But if you all want to do a little bit of research of what that means, and then we obviously will come up with some language, and then we'll run it through our legal and you know all that kind of stuff because we're in the middle of a update anyway. So.
Let's
do it.
Well, and maybe it would be just something that, like, would be part of the application, describe your safety procedures or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or provide safety plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can put a small section in our master plan guidelines of what a safety plan is or, you know, what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah. That's a good idea. By the way, before I forget, congratulate you on your now several months old article in the paper.
Oh, which one?
Which one?
I'll take it.
You, no, it was about monument
yeah,
preservation.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah,
that one. Yeah, it was nice. Thank you for the publicity. You know, it's been
Thanks.
Months since it was out, but you know, I still
yeah, this is a while ago.
Made an impression, obviously, because I remember. Okay,
I did want to bring up something, and this is about the last meeting we had, which was a obviously controversial waiving rule thing. I don't know how to address this, but maybe your board has some insight, but there were a number of things that the petitioner stated that ended up not being correct, such as, I'm trying to be diplomatic about this, but without going into specifics, I've found, like, for instance, it was stated that all of the relatives of the florists, Martis, were in favor of this petition. In fact, that's not true. Now, see, I don't know, and but there was also, I mean, there was a number of other things, and I'm not going to sit here and, like, list
yeah.
it all, but...
And, but I read the emails on this, and I thought everybody was saying it shouldn't happen. My memory is that everybody agreed that we're going to have some sort of a formal statement. That was how I read this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think what, Emma, please interrupt me if I'm speaking out of turn and making general assumptions. I think it's more so just a matter of there were a lot of inaccuracies stated both
right.
in front of this commission
mm-hmm.
as well as there was a second follow-up letter to the editor that was written about the Park and Tree Commission, and that was actually discussed at the park, the most brief, the December Park and Tree Commission meeting. Director of Greenscapes, Gordon Denny, was in attendance at that one. Unfortunately, he was not able to meet the November Sites and Monuments Commission meeting, and he actually said very similar to the exact same thing that I had said as well, because we had a very similar discussion about email chain between the Park and Tree Commissioners as well, and it more so is likely that they even had the that they were talking about Park and Tree Department and not Park and Tree Commission, because as I had stated at this Sites and Monuments Commission meeting that they had never come in front of anybody at the Park and Tree Commission, and that was inaccurate. There was actually one person who's still on the Park and Tree Commission who had been on it for like maybe 1 or 2 months, and that was the most recent time that they'd been in front of a Park and Tree Commission. So still, I'm the second most ranking member on the Park and most tenured commission on the Park and Tree Commission. Other than that one person, that was a huge inaccuracy as well that was stated.
Yeah. Somebody else mentioned to me that the Zoning Board of Appeals has sort of an oath. I'm not proposing that people swear in when they come in, but is there some sort of, I mean, obviously with a meeting like this, it's not going to be the same, but that was obviously a pretty big contentious meeting, and I was personally pretty offended that there were, I think, knowing inaccuracies. I mean, one of the other ones was that the trolleys would be coming by, and the guy from the trolley company got right after them and said, no, actually, we're not.
They don't have
and I guess I want to assume people are being honest, but I mean, obviously, I don't have a solution, but I mean, that's obviously a problem, and I mean,
I'm thinking of all the things I don't want to say.
I'm trying to be diplomatic about this.
We want the public to be informed and have accurate information.
Right.
Like, for instance, there was one statement that was, oh, well, the entire Propeller Club board had voted unanimously. But then the very next person to speak was a member of the Propeller Club board saying, I don't approve of this.
Well, I think the board voted in favor, which means...
I thought I heard unanimous.
So I don't know. But
yeah. You're right. I mean, I don't want to drag it
beat
out a dead horse, but it gets very challenging when they want us to make a decision or a recommendation in that instance. Other instances would be a decision based off of the... But we don't have accurate information. I don't know if the technical committee, is that the name of it?
Yeah, there's a technical
committee. I don't know. Yeah.
The technical advisory committee is more like detailed artists. So, and like, do you know what I mean? So they're more for like, well, how would you build that sculpture? Or how would you, you know? So what I think is, I think we should talk to our legal at the
okay,
MEC.
Maybe that's, and again, I'm not trying to propose people like
whatever.
What would be the question to legal specifically?
If there's some kind of oath or something like that, institute, what's the word I'm looking for? Implement.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to be 100% accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
There were knowing untruths that were...
Well, trust me, this is not the only place that we this is an issue we have.
What is the role of staff in a situation like that? I didn't pick up on all the inaccuracies.
Well, I found out that later. This was after the fact. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I got the...
And who is telling
you
the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
apparently the trolleys do go down there. So
right.
it's like, who knows?
Right.
I think we're all pretty intelligent, and we read through it. Because I...
Saw through it.
Yeah, no.
I came to the meeting, I was going to say yes to moving it.
And even before the public spoke, I could see that this was, something wasn't right.
Yeah.
And I...
My own view is that, what was the term they used? The stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of Waving Girl, and it turned out it was absolutely meaningless.
Well, and they dodged that. I mean, you guys kept drilling down on that, and they kept dodging that answer.
I don't know if anybody remembers, but when you would ask that question, Joe Shiraus had walked out of the room. I find out later that he actually went to go talk to Director Denny to find out more information about that specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many things that he was on the phone with Director Denny about. And again, Director Denny at the most recent Park and Tree Commission meeting in December said, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. They literally have no...
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it's, how do we look at it from a very unbiased role when we're giving inaccuracies at exactly the whole, and it's not just for that specific thing. I mean, I'm sure that there have been other instances as well where that has arisen, but the most notable and recent one that sticks out in my mind, and I don't want to speak for any other commissioner, the Waving Girl would be one that was definitely...
I mean, that was definitely the biggest meeting I've ever been. I mean, there was never...
Yeah,
well,
that's probably the biggest
like
one
that.
Since the World War II.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I mean,
that was
obviously a unique situation.
I think that Ryan and I really need to talk to people about something like
that.
Just because I don't know what, I honestly don't know what the answer
is. Well, ask the legal person, what is your role? And when you hear a misstatement of fact, it seems to me it would be appropriate for the staff to correct that during the meeting.
I mean, if we're aware of them, too. Obviously.
Right.
Well,
if you know,
all we
can
do is take what we're presented and go on with that.
Well, and you know, that's another thing that happened at City Council. It was like they didn't even talk about your all's recommendation. It was only
that's
what
I mean, yeah, that was the other thing.
Which, you know, staff's recommendation is only part. Yeah, is only part of the
right
what your decision is based
right
on. So that was hard for us to listen to when they were doing that. You know, showing our words up there and highlighting
mm-hmm.
them.
I mean, obviously, it was a fait accompli because. I didn't mean to bring up a whole can of worms there. But
it's still a hot topic.
Yeah, it is.
Via Facebook.
There's
is there an appeal out there, I think?
Well, so there. I know that there is a petition that has, I think, nearly 2,000 signatures by now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think they've
and I think they are going to propose to bring it to this new city council for them to read. If they haven't moved it already, because I didn't...
No, they haven't.
Okay.
Well, as of, I think, yesterday, it has not been moved.
Okay. Does anybody know what that thing's going to cost?
I think it was like $180,000. Because I know
that's it?
Back in 2006.
Surprise, it's not more.
When,
at least six times or something.
Yeah.
It holds to its current location. It's somewhere in like $180,000 to $200,000. Don't quote me on that number, but it's higher than what City had come back to the exact same group when it first appeared back in like 2008, 2009 or so, right before I got on the Park and Tree Commission. Again, Director Denny filled me in on all of this information after it, and they proposed moving it up like 60 feet or something, like the 90 feet.
That would have been the reasonable solution.
And the cost to do that was $90,000, and the Propeller Club said, no, we can't find that funding or whatever, but now they have a funding source for it, so.
I regret not drilling down on that question right now, but anyway. We all have regrets.
I'm just going off of what the history of that specific situation was, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Pam Everett. I had some similar, you know, concerns, just the way that, like you're saying, the way the information was misused later on, and, you know, those kinds of things. So.
But I would like to commend this commission, though, on the not going tit for tat on letters to the editor that had been written. I know that there was one particular commissioner on this commission who was personally attacked in the letter to the editor, and I really do commend everybody, and even though Commissioner Blakely is no longer on this, but she was also very big on, no, let's not go tit for tat with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a much smarter idea. Yes, in the heat of the moment, yeah, let's go tit for tat, but no, we're much smarter and not dead.
I agree.
Our maturity is surprising.
Write that down. I'm so, I'm mature.
Okay. Any other discussion? This has been useful to me. Anyway, the motions have been made and seconded to adjourn.